The state of the church in Iran isn't. Bibles, books, and bucks are headed for the Philippines. And what's in a name? A ministry is answering that question for us on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iran is taking persecution one step further. According to Michael Wood of Open Doors USA, all churches are being forced to shut down.
It's basically illegal to even go to a church. Those that have been going, the government has their names, their addresses. They're really being scrutinized and followed.
Believers began meeting in houses instead, but even they weren't safe.
Anything that draws large crowds to a home brings attention and investigation. I know of one house group leader that is encouraging his people to just go out and have coffee or something, and that's their church. They share what God's doing in their lives one-on-one.
Some have been asking Wood if they should pray for persecution to stop.
The only way that you really are going to stop persecution is to stop sharing your faith in Jesus Christ.
Instead, ask the Lord to protect Iranian believers. You can find the full report at our new website. Next, the last 6 months have been brutal in the central and southern Philippines. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says there have been quakes, conflicts, super typhoons. Now this.
On top of that, you know, now with the responses going on and everything, we have the lesser typhoons and the storms that are hitting that's kind of hampering relief efforts.
Tropical storm Linling hit along with the monsoon season. The displaced, over 200,000.
This is when the real work begins, because we're looking at several years of rebuilding and helping people get back reestablished to where they were before the storm. And a majority of them aren't. They've just lost everything.
You can find more at our new website. Even though the Philippines is considered a Christian nation, this tragedy brings opportunity.
There's a lot of people there that still have not heard the gospel. And we're finding this over and over in the places that we're responding, helping to build a home, but also talking about the foundation that all need to build upon, which is faith and hope in Jesus Christ.
This is Mission Network News. One ministry has plans to brighten survivors' spirits in the Philippines. Christian Resources International will hold a conference, Bible Gateway, and concert in the most affected area of Typhoon Haiyan. CRI's Jason Wolford says the event will be the facilitator for God's work.
I'm excited that he's going to come alongside of us by those that are listening and those that are prayerful supporters and financial supporters. And we're going to reach millions of people in the Philippines with the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, the word of God that does not return void.
The big event will be held in February, but Wolford's visiting the Philippines soon to start the groundwork.
On this trip in February, I'll be seeding into the lives of 150 pastors, going and preaching and speaking to them and loving on them and speaking God's word into them in a word of encouragement.
And for more than 80 years, HCJB Global has formed a legacy of sharing Christ through media and healthcare. That's not changing, but something is. Their name. President of HCJB Global, Wayne Peterson.
Our new name for HCJB Global will be Reach Beyond.
Peterson says the name change will help people understand their mission and purpose a little better.
We want to reach beyond our comfort zone. We want to reach beyond where the gospel has already gone. We want to reach into places where access to the gospel is restricted. It's not just a name. It's a call to action for all of us to reach beyond.
Peterson says the name's given birth to a new tagline.
The voice and hands of Jesus, period. Together, period. The together is media and healthcare working together, but it's also emphasizing that we're a partnership-based ministry. Everything that we do is through a local partner. We don't own stuff. We build stuff and give it away.
Read more at our new website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to help you pray for Russia and Eurasia. When you support Russian Ministries Olympic Bible Outreach, they'll send you the colorful 2014 Eurasia Prayer Guide. $10 provides 20 Gospels of John for those searching at the Olympics in Russia. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.